Na een en ek is baie opgewonde want by my ateljee het ek die manne van Reborn. So dis Ben Utek, Mark Masri en Andre Venter. Baie welkom by ons.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
So ons gaan meestal Engels praat want ons het 'n Kanadees en Amerikaner en dan een Suid-Afrikaner. So ons gaan dit soveel as wat ons kan in Engels hou. But I want to start off, you're all musicians in your own right, okay? You've been nominated for different awards, sang with, you know, Grammy nominations. Why did you, like an American, a Canadian and a South African, get together and decide, okay, we're going to start this group? How did that happen?
It wasn't us.
Yeah, it was bigger. We like to use the word providence because it's so far outside of anything we ever thought would happen, that it has to be bigger than us. But I knew Mark. We both toured with a different artist in the United States, and we had a conversation about a year ago. And out of nowhere, I just felt this urging, this prompting, a voice in my head to say, Mark, have you ever thought about putting together the next big male singing group? And he said yes. And yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Unbeknownst to Ben, you know, in the months leading up to that conversation, there had been a couple of other attempts to, I guess, maybe build a bit of a group around myself, and it just didn't feel like it was the right situation and the right circumstance. But when he asked, it was almost instantaneous. I felt in my heart, I needed to say yes, this was right for whatever reason. And I was actually just about to go out on stage. I was doing a show in Western Canada. And so I said, yes, the short answer is yes. Let's talk next week when I'm back home. And by the way, before you go, I think I know who the third guy is. I think I know who the third guy is, and it was Andre. And because we had been friends for a number of years since his Romans days, and maybe Andre, you can tell a little bit about the story concerning Hold On, but that's how we knew each other. And so it was, yes, providential is definitely a good word. Mm.
That's wonderful. Andre, julle sê julle wil nie net nog 'n mansgroep wees nie. Julle is baie ernstig oor julle mandaat. Wat is die groep se mandaat?
Ek dink is om in te spreek in gesinne se lewens, families, mans, identiteit van mans. Dis absoluut 'n ministerie by in van die dag en ek dink dit weerspieël in die liedjies wat ons geskryf het en ek meen ons het in ons eerste naweek het ons 3 liedjies in 16 ure geskryf en rekord.
Sure.
And that's absolutely a supernatural thing. That first night we refer to that as the Nashville night. I mean, we had a prayer starting at 9:30 the evening and going up until the next morning, 4:30 a.m. And that was the night the name also came to light, which is Reborn, that because it was a rebirth of many things in our lives, actually, that night. Yeah, and it's a long paadjie for my. Ek het Mark ontmoet seker so 8 jaar terug op Instagram, nou hy vir 'n romanse liedjie geskryf het, wat 'n nummer 1 treffer was.
Oh, wow.
His song is called Hold On, and we did it in Afrikaans, it was Hou Vas.
Sure.
It was a gold-selling album, and then, you know, I started searching for this guy on Twitter, and then we could never make the stage together in the last few years, and so I know when I got the call from him in May last year, it was a supernatural call for something really special. It was immediate for me that this is something new, and he said, listen, I know you've been in a group, been there, done that, but are you up for it?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I'm up for it, man.
Yeah, why not?
If not, why
yes.
not?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. It was an amazing 12 months, and we have the album that's the first edition album that's out now, and that's a physical miracle that you're having, that album. It's just amazing if you look at the music, the messaging, what we've done, the recording in Nashville, meeting
and
lovely
distance,
people.
And the distance between us, like the geographical distance between us has made it very much a miracle.
And, you know, the first show we did together in November in Canada, in Toronto, was 10,000 people. We've never sung a note ever together. My flight was delayed. I arrived and we did two songs, shared our story. You know, had a recent big performance in Minneapolis. It was a massive success. You know,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It just comes to show, you know, nothing can stop talent and God's word.
Yep.
And when there's a calling on your life, there's a calling on your life.
Yes.
So that's absolutely fantastic.
100%.
So I also read that you are mentored by someone like Bill Gates. Okay, so he's been nominated for like 90 Grammys or whatever. How does it feel to have someone like that in your corner?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. I met Bill when I was playing professional American football in the state of Indiana, and Bill became a music mentor of mine. And so when we got the group together, I said right away, guys, I know who we need to get this to. You know, one of the greatest male vocal group producers ever. and Bill Gaither. And so we had a chance to meet with Bill in Indiana, and we just began to sing and we began to share our story, and he just was blown away. And he said, "You don't understand the power of three grown men standing together on stage, willing to be vulnerable, willing to share their hearts and to sing powerful messages, not sugar-coated messages,
real stuff,
but real stuff about real issues that we deal with as human beings. Whether you're a South African or you're an American or a Canadian, we all go through these things together. So let's sing into that." And so he put his blessing on it, and we've just haven't looked back.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. We're going to take a short break. Bly ingeskakel, want Nadia Advertensie gesels ons bietjie verder oor hulle nuwe enkelsnit. Groot FM. Dis 2:30 en ek is bevoorreg om by my ateljee die manne van Reborn te hê. En voor die advertensiebreek het ons bietjie gesels oor hoe 'n Suid-Afrikaner, 'n Kanadees en 'n Amerikaner is saam begin sing het. So now back to your single. I want to find out about Long Road. You all took part in the writing process, if I'm correct. Yeah. What was the inspiration behind the song?
Well, I think, you know, one of the commonalities, regardless of what walk of life you come from, male, female, regardless of age, demographic, is that we will all face difficulties in life. It doesn't matter what, where you come from. There will be difficulties in life. And this song speaks to that human condition, that human, that very integral part of our condition. And the reality is that if you're willing to hang on and stick with it and rely on the strength of others around you, and in many cases, you know, the divine power that we have access to, if we're willing to embrace that and receive it, that difficulty will come to an end. And you just have to stick to it. You've got to be, you know, willing to push through, not give up, but hang on. And I think that's what Long Road speaks to, that eventually it comes to an end. There'll be twists and turns, mountains, valleys, storms, shadows, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. How long did it take you to write the song?
Well, we worked with a producer in Nashville. He was the primary writer with two other fantastic Nashville artists, but we recorded the song in just a few hours. I mean, it was one of those that when we heard it, it was like a light shone in the production studio. It was like, wow, this is an anthem for the world. And so it just happened so effortlessly and quick.
Yeah. We're actually doing a music video of this over the weekend in Cape Town, so it's going to be quite exciting, doing some nice scenic shots of South Africa and some interesting storylines involved.
Yep.
We think it's a song that can go viral across the world.
Oh, wonderful.
Definitely.
How many songs have you guys done together?
We've recorded, I think, 10 tracks now.
Yes.
We've got an EP that we've just released that's got 7 tracks on it, all of which are original. Long Road is one of those on there. And we've penned the other 6 on the record, on the album, which even that in and of itself, and I think Andre alluded to this, if I'm good at understanding Afrikaans, we wrote 3 songs in 16 hours. Yes. How's that for translation?
Yeah, exactly.
which was pretty amazing. The first time we'd been together in the room, and then in subsequent trips, we wrote the rest of the record. So and we continue to write and continue to create, because you never stop.
No, absolutely. True. So I have a Long Road here and I'm going to play it now. En ek gaan vir jou as luisteraar vra, ons wil graag weet, wat dink jy van hierdie nuwe enkelsnit? Jy kan vir my WhatsApp stuur by 061-610-4576, standaard data tariewe geld, of jy kan my SMS by 4990-5150 per SMS. Reborn met Long Road. Baie dankie vir al die boodskappe wat ingekom het. Hier is 'n bietjie terugvoer. Elsa sê, awesome, very good, dan sê iemand stunning, Likkie, Long Road, ek loved it, beautiful and inspirational song, en dan was al baie mooi gesê, awesome song, and with Bill Gates' blessing, it can only go better from this day on, love this song. Baie dankie vir al die WhatsApps, sou aan die WhatsApps instuur, ons wil graag hoor, wat dink julle van daai nuwe Likkie, jy kan vir my WhatsApp stuur by 061-610-4576. Wat is Reborn's toekomstplanne? So what can we expect for the rest of the year?
That's a great question, and I think we have an answer for that. You know, it's been, and you can carry on here, it's been an interesting journey for us in our careers up to now, doing everything, you know, hitting the highs, hitting the lows. This is not about being famous or being successful. It's about having an impact in people's lives with music. Because even for me, singing in America, singing an Afrikaans song, people will say, we didn't understand the word, we could see what you were singing.
Sure.
And that's the power of this thing. It's absolutely a vibration of the supernatural within music.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing else. And I think you need to share, if we have 2 minutes, our mandate, what we plan with Reborn in terms of how we're going to go out and perform and what we're planning with that.
Well, what's so unique about this is it's an international group.
Yeah.
When we performed in Minnesota, my state in the United States, Andre brought South Africa to Minnesota, and it was powerful. He sang a song in Afrikaans, and you can see people begin to tear up in the audience because, you know, music is a universal language that's just incredibly powerful. But really the mandate is for us to bring strong, powerful messages to the world. And again, it really isn't about money or fame. It's about how do we present these messages to as many people as we possibly can and to share our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So if people do want to start listening to your music, start following you, how do they do that? Where do they have access to your group?
Yeah, no, go for it, Andre.
So we've got 2 singles on iTunes, obviously, and then we've got the album that's going live today on my Facebook page. Of course, it's a lot of South Africans, Andre Venter Musik, and it's going to land on Reborns soon. I think it's starting. We never planned South Africa. It's actually been planned for us, and we've been here the past couple of days and really blessed about all the people we're meeting. And social media is, of course, the thing to go to, Reborn the Group, or just go to RebornTheGroup.com and you'll see the Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and feed.
I don't think we realized that we would find a new family.
Oh, wow.
Like
yeah.
Mark is my Canadian brother and yes. Andre is my brewer from South Africa.
There you go.
Slackerman. So it's just amazing how all this comes together and we are so excited to become a part of each other's
world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask, so you said earlier this is the first time in South Africa, you've been here for a couple of days only. I need to know, what is your favorite thing about our beautiful country?
Oh, man.
I don't know if I can identify one thing. I've been talking about this as we've been exploring Joburg and Pretoria and this area, and I said, Andre, it's just so beautiful. Climate. Just the people.
And the people. From the minute...
Warmth.
But from the baggage claim, you know, I had an issue with my luggage when I landed, but from the baggage claim to the restaurants we've been at, the welcome has been so warm, you know.
Such and a level of sincerity.
Sincerity,
well,
yeah.
And you have, it's a beautiful country. There's no question that, you know, the scenes, and we've only seen half of, you know, or a very small portion of the country. So
and the biltong. The biltong.
The biltong. You can't go wrong with the biltong.
There's no biltong in the United States.
I mean, I gave them a proper lunch Sunday with scop chops, pop tart, pumpkin cookies.
Oh, pop tart. Oh.
It was massive. It was massive.
I want to take a bucket of that home.
Oh, he gave you all the good things.
Yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Really, the best of luck with your journey ahead. I wish you all the blessings with the road full ahead. And thank you so much. And continue with your beautiful message and your beautiful song.
Bye, donkey.
Bye, donkey.